Prominent local realtor Sir Paul Altman is of the view that confidence has returned to the local real estate market, and he's comparing this with the situation that obtained some 3 months ago or so.
But I caution it slightly by saying that at the top end of the market, which is really the end that leads everything else, the majority of clients that are coming to us are coming out of the UK, and with the Brexit situation and a weaker pound, you know, we are seeing a little bit of a rocky road in terms of the Brits feeling this weak exchange rate when they're buying properties in this area. I always counter that by saying that we've had such a drop-off in prices that the drop-off in prices that are existing today are more than compensate the loss in the exchange rate. So, all in all, the comment that I would say is that the market is getting back into place. It is not at its high as yet. Of course, this is not the winter season either. So we have to take everything in the context of when the top end of the market really is most active. From a bigger picture, there are two comments. One, I see people and I meet people that are looking into doing projects, and so that these things take time, and that were not there before. So we have people now that are saying, now what is a good place for me to put money if I wanted to do something that was just not buy a home? Because when we talk about real estate, generally people say buying an apartment or buying a home. But the real thrust of a market is through the bigger project type investments, the redevelopment of our towns, the redevelopment of Bridgetown, of Spikestown, and Spikestown sees some activity already as a sort of note. And other types of projects that would be meaningful. I am very strong on redevelopment versus new greenfield developments when it comes to significant investment in property or development. My theme has been and now even more so is redevelopment rather than new development. It's not as impactful on the environment and generally the social impact is a lot less. So, and in fact, not only a lot less, it's a lot more positive. And of course, then there is the commercial side to it where we have to focus on getting more international business back into place and on developing other areas. You know, Warren's has been always an area that was as a signature international business type of location. And it is begging for more development. And of course, with the university talks about creating smart towns and smart campus, and the university is right next door to Warren's, and there's a obvious intent, and you know, intent is where it starts, and then you can take the intent and try to motivate people and convince people that where you are heading is where the future is. So people want to be always at the leading edge of these developments.
Realtor Sir Paul Altman on Sagicor's Early Business.